Good morning. I'm very happy to be here, honored to be here. I know that Pastor Hong is in Atlanta attending missions conference with the partner church. Is that right? And Pastor LD is in his second honeymoon in Mexico. Right? Glad to be here. Let me pray before we dig into the Word of God. Lord Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we can call ourselves believers, that we can call ourselves worshipers and followers of Jesus Christ. And so, Father God, I ask you that in the midst of us, as who we are, be lifted up. And as we just sing to you, Father, we worship you, we follow for who you are, Lord Heavenly Father, for you are our God, our Father, and most of all, you are our Savior. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. Amen. The title of today's message is Impact Makers, as Salt of the Earth and as the Light of this World. Not just believers of Jesus Christ, but impact-making believers of Jesus Christ. Not just followers of Jesus Christ, but impact-making followers of Jesus Christ. So, in the book of Acts, in chapter 3 actually, we see Peter and John going up to the temple gate, going up to the temple, actually, to pray to the Lord. And as they approach the gate, they come across this crippled man begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, right? Give me some money. Would you help me, please? And so Peter and John stops by, and Peter says to the crippled man, he says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. And he says, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the scripture says that the crippled man's feet instantly got better or became strong. He got up, and he walked. First century. Now, 1,200 years later, sometime in 13th century, there was a famous theologian, famous philosopher, by the name of Thomas Aquinas. And one day, a priest approached Thomas Aquinas, and he said to him, Thomas, look at all this gold we have in our church now. Look at all this silver we have in our church. The church can no longer say, silver and gold we do not have. Why? Because we have a lot of money now. We have a lot of gold, a lot of silver. Then Thomas Aquinas said to the priest, neither can no longer the church say, rise and walk. Neither can no longer the church say, rise and walk. Meaning that the church now has money. Meaning that the church now is rich materially, but has no power of Jesus Christ, and it is spiritually deprived and actually bankrupt. Back in the first century, Peter and John had no money. Silver and gold I do not have. That's what they said. But that's what Peter said. But the power of the name of Jesus, the power found in the name of Jesus, they had it. And so Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. The power found in the name of Jesus, I give you that. And so he says, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And so with that power, the church made an impact in the world. And the believers were powerful followers of Jesus Christ, influencing, transforming, making a difference, impacting and being the impact of the world for the glory and his kingdom. But through the years, It seems as though the world has made a bigger impact to the church than the impact the church has made to the world. And so Aquinas says, I see the money, I see the silver, I see the gold, and that's all good, but where is the power? Found in the name of Jesus, found in the name of our Savior. Where is the power of the Holy Spirit by which the church can say, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk? Where is that power? This is what Thomas Aquinas was asking. Thomas, look at all this gold. Look at all this silver. The church can no longer say silver or gold we do not have. But Thomas says, neither can the church say, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. And this is the question I want us to ask ourselves this morning. What impact am I making in this world as followers of Jesus Christ? Has the power of the name of Jesus made an impact in your life? Then is your life, is my life, making an impact in the lives of those around us in this world? In other words, the simple question is, are you making a difference for God's glory and in His kingdom, or for His kingdom? Are we, as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, making a difference? Are we, as servants of the Lord, making a difference? And not just any kind of difference, but difference that brings honor and glory to our Heavenly Father within our families, within our community, within our church, within our circle of friends. Jesus says in our passage, you are the salt of this earth. Jesus says, you are the light of this world. What is Jesus saying here? What does he mean by you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world? Jesus is simply saying that our lives in this world has a purpose, has a great significance for this world, that we as believers, we are indispensable and necessary in this world, that our call as believers, we have a purpose, and a very important purpose. So just as a salt fights against rotting and decomposing, just as a light shows the way, provides guidance, just as they are crucial and so essential in our lives, Jesus is telling his disciples and telling each and every one of us that we are also just as crucial, important, and necessary in this world for God's kingdom and for his glory. Why? Because we're called to be that. Because we're called to be fighting against the corruption of this world and to bring light and show the way, to guide this world into the truth, to the truth, into the presence of the Lord. In other words, to make a difference in the world, to make an impact in our society, in our community, in our family, to be the impact, to be the difference, influencing the world and creating transformation in the lives of those around us. So are we? Or do we as a church, as church called As One, it's a wonderful name, I really like that name. As One Church, do we make an impact in the community around us? Does the community care about As One Church being part of their community? Do they even know, or do they know that there is a church here in this community? Then how much are we involving ourselves when there is an opportunity for us to make a difference in this community? Or how much are we willing to sacrifice to make a difference? How much or how far are we willing to go? How much are we willing to stretch ourselves from our comfort zone to make an impact for God's kingdom and His glory? Not only as a church, but also as individuals in your own community. How much are you involved in your local elementary school or any nonprofit organization or your local public library? And it is my prayer that we be influential believers making a difference for God's kingdom and His glory. Because that's who we are. Jesus says, you are the salt of this earth. You are the light of this world. So in our quest for being impact makers as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, I want us to first of all examine, I want to talk about our life style. And I ask you that you sort of kind of examine your own daily lifestyle. Just think about your routine, for example, your Monday routine, your Tuesday routine, because we all have a routine in life. Think about how you spend most of your time, how you spend most of your energy, how you spend most of your resources, for example. What do you find yourself being mostly interested about? What do you find yourself being mostly disappointed about, for example? What do you find yourself mostly talking about? Or what do you argue mostly about? What are you concerned about, and what mostly are you upset about? Because they are all actually a reflection of your lifestyle, which includes your values, your principles, your beliefs, and mostly your direction in life. Which in combination of all of the above defines your lifestyle. And as we examine our lifestyle, I want us to ask ourselves if we are constantly, continually being impacted by the gospel, actually, by the word of God. Are we constantly being impacted by the gospel? Not only in our minds, not only in our hearts, but more so our will. Not only our minds being impacted by the Word of God, and not only our hearts being impacted by the Word of God, but our will, which involves your action, our will being impacted by the Word of God, by the gospel. Because oftentimes, we are not influenced enough by what we believe. Because oftentimes the Word of God is only powerful in our minds. Because in our minds we come up with all the good and right answers. Yes, God is capable of moving mountains, but only capable in our minds. God is able to do the impossible, but a lot of times only in our minds. Or in the Scripture. God can raise the dead. God can move the mountains. God turns water into wine. God makes impossible possible. But that is only in the Scripture. And the gospel of Jesus Christ only real in theory and in our concept only, but not in our daily activities of life. And that defines our lifestyle, actually, which is all an indication of a salt that lost its saltiness. No longer useful for anything but to be thrown away and to be trampled by many people. Salt that lost its saltiness. And you wouldn't believe how many of those who call themselves Christians have lost their saltiness. How many of those who call themselves disciples of Jesus Christ or believers of Jesus Christ who have lost their saltiness? Servants of the Lord and worshipers of the Lord who have lost their saltiness. Because if we are not always and constantly being impacted, challenged by the Word of God or by the gospel, then sooner or later, we lose our saltiness. We lose our saltiness. If we are not constantly transformed, changed by the Word of God, constantly pulling ourselves closer to the Word of God, practicing the gospel, sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel, if we don't do that, sooner than you think, we will lose our saltiness as believers and also as a church. Becoming believers who go to church every Sunday, who are actually surrounded by so much knowledge of the gospel, a click away from so many wonderful messages, a click away from so many different versions of the Bible, but in the midst of it all, who still find themselves being powerless believers, worshippers of the Lord who do not worship the Lord, followers of Jesus Christ who do not follow Jesus Christ, believers of the Lord who do not believe in the Lord, servants of the Lord who do not serve the Lord. That is all an indication of saltiness who lost, salt who lost its saltiness. And that's why your lifestyle and my lifestyle is so important. And so I ask you, are you an influential believer? Are you an impact-making follower of Jesus Christ? Or are we just believers who lost their saltiness of the gospel? Then what impact is the gospel making in your personal life every day? A few years ago, I was watching this preacher called Paul Washer, and you can listen to him on YouTube, actually. And as an illustration, indicating or describing, explaining how the impact of the gospel that should have made in our lives. Now, he says, imagine you're teaching a class, and for the class project, each and every one of your students, they have to do a class presentation. And then this person by the name of John was to give a presentation this coming Monday at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock comes and he's not there. You wait about 5 minutes, he's not there. You wait about 15 minutes, he's not there. And so you are about to give him an F because he's not there to give his presentation. So right before you give him an F, he's there. Teacher, teacher, I'm here. And so you say to him, John, okay, I'm happy that you're here, but why were you late? And this is what John says, teacher, I'm sorry, but this is what happened. When I was about to cross the street to come to the class, this bus going over 60 miles an hour just hit me. And that's why I came late. What did you say? What happened? Yes, I was crossing the street, and I was hit by this bus going over 60 miles an hour. Now, as you hear that, what would you think? What would you say to John? How would your response be? Your response would be one or the other. First, your response would be, John, you are a fat liar. Right? That's what you would say. Or your second response would be, you are a crazy lunatic. Right? Because if you were indeed hit by a bus, you wouldn't be here. You would be at a hospital, or you would be probably dead. But since you are here, you are either lying to me or you are just a crazy lunatic who had a major hallucination. And so Paul Washer says, greater than the impact of the bus going over 60 miles an hour, greater it is the impact of the gospel in our lives. Greater is the impact of God's salvation in our lives. However, then, if such an impact has not changed our lives, if such an impact has not changed our lifestyle, then we are also either liars or fake Christians, or we are also bunch of crazy lunatics that comes to church on Sundays and we don't know what we're doing. Just going with the flow, not knowing what's the purpose of it all. So we are all fake Christians or crazy lunatics. Because greater it is, the impact of God's love, the impact of the gospel in our lives than this bus hitting a person speeding over 60 miles an hour. So are you continually being impacted by the gospel? Thank you so much. I needed that. So are you continuously being impacted by the gospel, convicted by the gospel, challenged by the gospel, constantly transformed by the gospel? Jesus says in our passage, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by many people. Let us not lose our saltiness. Let us strive every day to be challenged by the gospel, convicted by the gospel, live by the gospel. The second reason why we should examine our lives every day, the second reason why we have to examine our lifestyle every day is because of the simple fact that we need to have, to make an impact, we need to have a lifestyle that is different than of this world. We have to have a different lifestyle than of this world. Going with the flow, for example, or following the pattern of this world, there's no way we can make an impact in this world and for this world. Imagine you buy a pack of salt. And every time you use that salt, the saltiness changes. So you never know how much salt to put, because sometimes it's very salty and sometimes it is not as salty, right? So you don't know how much to put, right? But salt is not like that. Salt should never be like that. But so it is with us. In our walk with Jesus Christ, if the salt changes its saltiness according to the circumstance, for example, then we that salt is not reliable anymore. So it is with our walk with Jesus Christ. If our relationship with Jesus Christ, our dedication, our commitment to Jesus Christ just changes every day according to the circumstance, then there's no way we can make an impact in this world. When I was in college, I knew this pastor. We call him 전도사님, right? He's like the pastor before being ordained, you know. And we had a good Bible study with him. And one day we were just talking and having fun. And he shared something. And he said, "Oh, there was a time in my life, Oliver, that I cheated going to the movie theater." So, wow, you know, how did you do that? Well, it's easy, man. You just go in through the exit. Wow, but that is so noticeable. I know, but this is a trick. Okay, how did you do it? So people are coming out from the theater, and you walk backwards. Right? So you pretend walking, going with the flow, right? But then actually you're walking backwards. And he said, "That's how I did it." And we just had a good time laughing about it, right? So his motion said one thing, but his actual action said another thing, right? His motion was going forward, but his direction and his action went backwards. Right? His motion and his action says two different stories. But I wonder if our walk with Jesus Christ isn't like that sometimes. You know, we go through the motion of coming to church every Sunday, or we go through the motion of having our Bible study. So our motion says one thing. But your action, which is actually your lifestyle, says something else. But it shouldn't be that. Our motion and our action, our action and our direction should be the same. Should be the same. Which means that we cannot be influential believers unless we are real, meaning real believers. And real believers is defined by our lifestyle. Our lifestyle. So, dear friends, we can't be influential Christians by living a non-Christian lifestyle. More than the words we speak, more than the actions that we take, it is our Christian lifestyle that makes us impact makers in this world. In other words, we cannot be impact-making believers when joylessness is part of our lifestyle. I understand sometimes We find ourselves being joyless through the struggles in life, but that should not be part of our lifestyle. But a lot of people just, they're used to having no joy. So when joylessness is part of our lifestyle, we can't be impact-making believers. Or when faithless decisions is part of our routine, for example, or when prayerlessness is part of our routine, or when grumbling and bitterness is what dominates our tongue most of the time, that we cannot be impact-making believers. Or when sacrifice, dedication, commitment to the Lord is something unusual in our lifestyle, then we cannot be impact-making believers for the Lord. And that is all part of our routine. That is all part of our lifestyle. Maybe for a while, maybe on a surface level, but not any deeper than that. If you want to make a bigger impact, a deep impact, beyond the surface, then we have to live like it. And so when Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are. He doesn't say, try to be like the salt or try to be like the light. No, he says, you are. You are the light. You are the salt. In other words, do not pretend to be the light of the world. Do not pretend to be the salt of this earth. Be the salt. Be the light. And it is my prayer that we all be, impact-making followers and disciples of Jesus Christ, who has a lifestyle that is always constantly, of course, impacted by God's word, by the gospel. And I say it again, because it is through and with our lifestyle that we influence the world. As it has been the case for many years, we know that the vast majority of high school students who graduate from high school, they also graduate from church. That's been the reality for all the churches, actually. In America, in Korea, in any part of the world, when students graduate from high school, they also graduate from church. And among the many reasons why they leave the church and never bother to find a church where they can get involved and grow spiritually is because previously the church has failed to make an impact in their lives, in the lives of those students. Because what they have learned in the church and what they have witnessed in the church were two different experiences a lot of times. Because what they have been taught in the church and what they have seen in the lives of those who call themselves to be the church were quite not the same. And so I say it again, we cannot be influential Christians by living a non-Christian lifestyle. And we have to be aware our next generation, our kids, our children, they're watching us, looking up to us. More than the words we speak, more than the actions we take, it is what our daily activity, our daily choice, our lifestyle that brings impact in our community, in our church, and in our family. John Maxwell, a great leadership writer, John Maxwell says, leadership is at the lowest level when it is based on position only. Leadership is at the lowest level when it is based on position only. And that is so true. So true. It would be so sad if the leadership of your pastor was based on his position only and not so much based on who he is. That would be really sad, right? Or how sad would it be if my teaching is only based on contents only and not so much on who I am as a pastor or as who I am? Or how sad would it be if my friendship is based on what I have only and not based on who I am? I'm your friend because of all the things you have. That's it. If you don't have what you have, I wouldn't be your friend. I mean, how sad would that be? How tragic would it be if we were followers of Jesus Christ only because of what he can offer and not so much on what he has already done for us? So it is with Christianity. We are not Christians by title only. We're not Christians by title only. Our relationship with Jesus Christ should never be based on contents and position only. It shouldn't be like that. Then what does your lifestyle say about your relationship with Jesus Christ? And what does your life say? You know, what does your lifestyle talk about, say about your relationship with Jesus Christ? Let me ask you this. How many of you are married? Can you raise your hands? Those who are married? Okay. Yes. What holds you and your husband or you and your wife, what holds your marriage together? Love, right? What else? Care? What else? Sacrifice? Anything else? Dedication? Now imagine how pathetic or how ridiculous would it be or to say that the only thing that holds your marriage together is a marriage certificate. That would be really sad, isn't it, right? Our only thing that keeps me and my wife together is this paper over here. But a lot of times, that's what describes our relationship with Jesus Christ. We are not Christians by title. Once you become a husband, what should change? Your lifestyle should change. You cannot live like a single person after you get married. You can't. It just doesn't work. Once you become a father, or once you become a mother, your lifestyle has to change accordingly. And as your children grow, elementary school, junior high, so does change your lifestyle. because you have to support your family, your kids. So when we become followers of Jesus Christ, believers of the gospel, then our lifestyle has to change accordingly. And that's what it means to be real believers, real followers of Jesus Christ. A teacher said, we can teach a group of students for a long time and never have an impact in their lives. And that would be very, very sad. Why? Because we are just unloading content to our students. We are just being like a UPS delivery man, just delivering a set of knowledge from one brain to another. I don't care about the content. I don't care if you learned or not. I'm just a delivery man here, just delivering a set of knowledge from one brain to another. But if we want to teach beyond the limits of our content, it requires what? Impact. Meaning we don't teach our students with our contents only. We don't. We should, as a church, we should never do that. The content is very important. But when we teach about Jesus Christ, when we teach about his love, his sacrifice, we don't teach our students with the contents only. We teach our students with all that we are. And that's how we make an impact in their lives. So as a conclusion, I pray that we all be, again, impact makers for God's kingdom. Being the light, being the salt of this world. Fighting against the pattern of this world. Fighting against the corruption of this world. For God's glory and, yes, for his kingdom. We know that the scripture says, repent, right? Repent. I mean, repent, it literally means what? What? Turn around, right? Yes. Which means what? Repent means a change of your lifestyle. That's what it means to repent. Change of direction. Change of your patterns. Change of values, habits, practices. A change of lifestyle. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but who lives in me? Christ lives in me. This is what? A change of lifestyle. Meaning that my lifestyle has changed. I have been crucified, or I have crucified my old lifestyle. And in our passage says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of this world. Then it says, let people see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven, right? In other words, it says, let your lifestyle be a model for others around you to see, so that they may see what you do every day and have them praise your Father in heaven. So as individuals, as a family, as a church, it is my prayer that we all be the true light, true believers, true followers of Jesus Christ, whose lifestyle defines our title, Christians, disciples, and followers of Jesus Christ.